Ryan Dempster.
Strike three.
A 1-1 to Freeman.
Oh, he caught it right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go, go!
That was outstanding.
8:41, and our friend Ryan Dempster standing by. We talk about the best team in baseball, and it's not close. Your Chicago Cubs, who have been on such a tear lately, that little brief, it wasn't a June swoon, Dave. Was it a July swoon there for a week or so?
Well, actually.
Wasn't it early July? Yeah, it didn't matter.
It was going into the All-Star break.
No, you're concerned about facts. I'm not.
Going.
But the fact is, the All-Star break hiccup means nothing. No. They're 30-plus.
33
over 500.
Magic number is 31.
And Ryan Dempster's here to go, holy mackerel in my lifetime. You know, Demps, there's 42 or 3 games left, and I suggested earlier today that the Cubs just take the rest of the year off, but then they'd finish 10 games under. So they've got to play maybe another 20, and then I think we call up a Little League team to finish so nobody gets hurt.
Well, no, you got to stay fresh.
All right, so they play the last two.
There you go.
But no, what we don't want is some sort of catastrophic injury. And as Cub fans, you know, you're always concerned the other shoe's going to drop because this year has been ridiculous, off the charts.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, and it has been. I mean, you just see we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that's play really good baseball against the teams with not very good records. And it seems like sometimes I remember in the past we would play teams and we'd kind of play down to their level on some of the good teams we were on, and this team doesn't do that. They full throttle, you know, step on the pedal and just and make sure that they take care of business when they're playing these teams. And that break of the All-Star game was huge. And now what you have is you have this luxury a little bit, you know, still got a little ways to go, but you have a luxury of being able to rest guys who need it. So if a guy needs to bump a start because he's feeling tired or he's got a sore lower back or he's got a sore ankle, whatever it could be, you can do that. You know, look what happens. We have a guy like Trevor Cahill, who was in the bullpen, we sent him down to Triple A to get extended as a starter, and he comes up and throws 5 shot innings. So, you know, things are good, but we got to, you know, continue to keep our eye on the prize, and we're putting ourselves in a really good position.
What's the best team you ever played on?
Probably, I'd say the best team I'd ever played on was the 13 Red Sox, the most talented team that I thought was, you know, capable of being anybody every single day was the 08 Cubs we had. We had a really good team that year.
Right. And then, of course, the 3 and out at the end of the year shocked everybody, including Chicago Cubs and including Demps. And if you're like me and you occasionally talk to Lou Piniella and you want to make his head explode, just bring that up.
Yeah, his head was ready to pop after that one. And that's a perfect case and a perfect example of it. We had this great team that kind of clinched early. And, you know, some of the guys, you know, it wasn't on purpose, but if you put the brakes on too much and you relax too much, you got to try and turn it back on. And you know, it's not the NFL. In football, 2 weeks off is a great thing because you can heal up and health is a key factor. But in baseball, your timing is everything. So you got to maintain those things and have that. And Joe Maddon knows that. The coaches all know that. And the guys in the locker room know that. They've been down that road. A bunch of them have won it. They've been there. So they'll be ready to go, and they got to continue to go out there and do what they're doing right now. And they take it. They really do. It's funny when you go in there in the locker room each and every day. These guys, they take it just like that day. They don't talk about yesterday. They don't talk about tomorrow. They just talk about winning that game that day, and I think that's why they're having so much success.
You know, anybody in sports tries to analyze the weak spots of their opponent, but teams have to look at the Cubs' rotation. Really, I mean, you're grasping at straws if you're trying to find a weak link there. And these numbers, Ryan, are amazing. I mean, they're unbeaten in the month of August. It's August 18th. I've never heard of that. The starters in August, 11-0 with a 1.13 ERA, 12 straight games in which they have allowed two or fewer runs, the starting pitchers. I mean, they're really, and I know Lackey's got a little bit of an injury right now that, you know, might force him to miss a start, I guess, but there's really not a weak link in this rotation.
No, there is. This is fun. When you're on a team like this and your rotation's throwing well, it's a lot of fun because you're constantly pushing each other. You know, it's like when you show up to work and everybody's expecting you to do a good job, so they all fall in line. Or maybe they never do. I don't know. But
was that a shot at me, Dems? I mean, come on.
No.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Not at all. No, but it really is. It comes in internal motivation. You know, I remember playing, you know, on those teams, those 7-8 teams, and we had some good rotations, and it was constantly like, oh, man, really? You went 7 shutout? Okay, I got to go 8 shutout tomorrow. And it was fun to see who could have the lowest ERA. We put bets on those things, a steak dinner on lowest ERA. Who has the most strikeouts? Who's going to the most scoreless outings? Fun things. Like, you're picking up golf next time, and, like, it really does. You're pushing each other to get the best out of each other, and these guys right now are firing on all cylinders. And they do it all different fashions, whether it's a power pitcher from the right side, you know, John Lester with his dominance from the left side, especially lately, and then Kyle Hendricks throwing the Bugs Bunny changeup. But it seems like guys are swinging 3 times before it gets to home plate. So it's a lot of fun to watch them every 5th day individually go up there and dominate.
Dave, that's a technical term, the Bugs Bunny changeup.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people call it the EFIS.
Yes.
But it's a technical term. You swing yourself into the ground by the time it gets to you.
I was never able to hit it. The play by Rizzo the other night, where would you rank that after a lifetime of watching baseball?
Oh, wow, man. I was there, so live action to see a catch like that is, I don't know, top five play I've seen.
Well, he kind of made it look easy. You know, his routine as it gets is stepping up on the tarp and snagging it.
He does, and I don't know. I'm guessing he's gone over there a few times and just figured out, all right, what's going to be my play here? How do I get up there? And he just does it all nonchalantly. And I saw a great thing on the internet. They photoshopped him into the Rio Olympics on the bounce game, which I thought was pretty fabulous. So
very nice.
Cute. All right, Demp, I don't want to have to bring politics into this, but, you know, the most popular shirt right now selling in Wrigleyville is the 2016 Rizzo Bryant Make Chicago Great
Are you
Great
asking
Again
Ryan
t-shirt.
Dempster if he's prepared to
asking,
endorse Rizzo and
I
Bryant?
I am. I'm sorry. I got to bring politics into it. Demp, what do you think?
Do I endorse? I would endorse Chris Bryant. Rizzo's not smart enough to run the ball. So, great kid.
See ball, catch ball. See ball, hit ball.
Oh, man. I got
very,
one.
Very good between the white lines.
I got one more for you, too. I'm bringing my goddaughter to her first Cubs game today. How do I play the cute kid card and get her a baseball over by the dugout?
Okay, so the easiest way for that is you go down by the dugout, but don't go on the left. If you're looking out at the field, go closer to the on-deck circle.
Oh, okay.
And kind of just get right above the dugout if you can. Sometimes, you know, Jan or Margaret or Steve, the security guards, they might give you a little bit of trouble, but if you catch them looking the other way, then you play the cute kid card because then you're closer. When there's 50 to 100 people, it's hard for the guys. You know, they feel bad. I got time for a few, but if there's just the one, that's the place to get it. Guys are walking in the dugout, they'll flip a ball right there.
Perfect. I'm gonna push everybody out of the way, and nobody else listen to what Demps just said.
Today, anyway.
Well, the thing I find interesting is you could call the Cubs office, and you could set up a private meeting, but now you just revealed to the entire city how to scam a cute baby.
Look at that face.
A cute kid. Well, of course
he
deserves it.
You wouldn't give her a ball?
She deserves it, and her little brother does, too.
The only problem is now, after I just said that, there'll be a line of people waiting for it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, Demp said it was okay.
Yeah, all endorsed by Ryan Dempster. All right, so we go into this final stretch here, and there will be some kids called up, obviously. And going back to 2008, as you referenced, they always say a manager is good for plus or minus 5 games a year. I'd give Madden more credit than that. But is this one of the tougher stretches to figure out how to play guys and when to sit guys when you know what the end looks like and you know you're getting to the playoffs?
Yes and no. You know, guys want to play. The guys, when they want to play, they want to put up their numbers. They want to finish the season strong. They want to go into the season with timing. So those guys have earned that right. You might call off a few guys, and that's great, but it's more for opportunity to be around it all and feel it. And you know, get in the stadium. A reliever might come up and only throw two or three innings the whole entire September. A position player, you know, might not play very much. And that's just the reality of it. It's those guys are the ones that have been doing it all year. They deserve to be out there. But there'll be times, I'm sure, where guys get days off, guys get some breaks. some rest that they might need. You know, you're sitting there, you're facing like Madison Bumgarner or something, and then you just say, okay, Riz, you get the day off, and young kids from the minor leagues, you can go ahead and start against him here. So it's an opportunity more so to be around, and I don't think you're going to see as much rest as you think. I think, hey, man, a game's out of hand one way or the other, then that's where you might take a guy out too, to just give him a couple innings off. So, you know, Joe's in charge of all that, and he's, like you said, I believe he's responsible for a little more than those five wins as well. He's pushing all the right buttons and getting the most out of these guys, and we'll continue to do that down the stretch and make sure that they're completely ready for whatever's in front of them.
If needed, are you ready to go in October?
Oh, man, I'll throw BP all day. I was really good at it at the end of my career, and I'm still good at throwing good four-seam fastballs that guys can knock out of the park.
I put you on a gun right now. What are you going to get it? You're going to hit what number? You know, because I told you before, I can hit 56, 57 easy.
Yeah, I'll get you. I'll give you it right now this morning. If you give me a couple minutes to throw a few to warm up, I'll get you to about 85.
85 is not bad. It's not bad at all.
Give me a few months, I'll get to 90.
Yeah, you get to 90, and I won't even see it. 85, I'll at least hear it.
You're going to not see it. I watched Chapman throw the other night. It looked like a Tic Tac.
Yeah, exactly.
103 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. And you know what? It wouldn't matter. He could throw Tic Tacs. He'd still be 110, 115. It's unbelievable. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
Ryan Dempster from your Chicago Cubs. Mm-hmm. He sounds confident.